The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
100.3 FM.
Away from Tigerland, a fighting fury, we're from Tigerland. In any weather you will see us with a grin, risking head and skin. If we're behind, then never mind, we'll fight and fight and win. Tigerland, we never weaken till the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, we're strong and we're bold, for we're from Tiger, yellow and black, we're from Tigerland.
Yes, Richmond won the grand final today.
People must be very happy about this outcome.
Oh, actually, they're underdogs, actually.
Are they?
They're under Tigers.
Under Tigers, yeah.
They weren't dogs, they're Tigers.
Yeah, they beat Adelaide Crows, who 108-60. So, yes.
Did the Crows do their sign?
Wow.
The Tigers are roaring.
I think they were thinking that after it, though, Mick.
So, yes.
How much did they lose by?
108-60.
Ooh, that's a lot. Yeah, they couldn't even come back in the third round, and then the fourth, and that's it. They're done. Must be very sad.
Yeah, it's great to see Richmond win. Hopefully Cowboys will do it tomorrow night.
Maybe, we'll have to see. But until then, we have a lot coming up on the program.
They're done.
Yeah,
why not?
They won. They're very happy. Yes, coming up we have a lot. Pete's Week.
Yes.
A lot happening in the local area. Mad Mick Presents.
Yes.
I believe a lot's happening in the
Mad
Mick's area. Yeah. Yes, and also television and movies. And no Glenn this week. He'll be back next week.
Just us three today.
FM 100.3, serving the communities of Campbelltown, Camden and Wallumdilly.
It is time for sport. Now, we already mentioned that Richmond one, so we're not going to talk about that much. That's done.
No more. And actually, Dustin Martin won the Brownlow Medal on Monday.
Now, the NRL Grand Final is on tomorrow, Peter. We've got the Melbourne Storm.
That's
North
right.
Queensland Cowboys.
Got me book.
You've got your book. How is it going? What is
happening? Well, the underdogs. Could be the underdogs too, I reckon.
Cowboys.
Cowboys will win, actually.
But why do they call them the Cowboys? We're last American. We should call them the Jackaroos.
No, because it's the North Queensland Cowboys, because Cowboys in North Queensland mix.
No, Cowboys. We don't have Cowboys. We have Jackaroos. They do the same thing. We do.
We have Cowboys
in
the farms.
Nobody says that. People call them Cowboys.
That's because they're not informed properly.
Okay.
The farms, mate.
Anyway,
the
moving farms. On. North Queensland Cowboys and Melbourne Storm.
Yes.
Who is going to win, Peter?
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys too.
The underdogs.
Yep.
They got up and got them.
And in Holden Cup, it's the last Holden Cup ever.
Why is that?
They're doing, might be under 23s again next year, I'm not quite sure. But Parramatta playing Manly Seagulls in that one. And I'm going for Parramatta in that one. And in the Championship Cup, which is Penrith, who won the New South Wales Interest Super Cup, versus the winner of that playing Papua New Guinea, who also won the Queensland Cup. The two grand finalists that won the grand final, they now play against each other. And that, Penrith will beat Papua New Guinea. So,
that should be interesting. A lot of football on tomorrow.
It's all on tomorrow.
Yes, but the all-important one, the NRL grand final. Not just the game.
And the singer, too.
Macklemore.
What did you say, swinger?
Swinger.
What? Did he say swinger?
No, he did not. He said singer.
Singer.
He's going to be there. Didn't do his press conference when he came off the plane.
Cause it would have been stuffed.
What about when when he's on American radio saying, I'm going to sing it harder.
Well, he should. It's a very popular song, and it's a very good song. And
what it relates to me is everyone going to the football match loves football, so there's one love.
Yeah, so that ain't killing.
So it's because when Tina Turner did her song, it didn't relate to Mad Max. It related to the Australian football, saying the league was, it's the best. This is the best. So
Macklemore
is doing the same thing. And his meaning is, to me, that everyone who goes to watch the football has one love. And that's the football.
So there you go. So it should be good tomorrow.
I think it's going to be very interesting, and the game will be good, and the performance will be good. My favourite part was when Paulie and Hanson said Jimmy Barnes should be the halftime show.
Or Johnny Farnham or something.
Or John Farnham.
Yeah. Come on. They're old.
No, they're all
right. Maybe Darmy In. She was singing in Melbourne or something today.
Yeah, that's true. She
Darmy
was.
Darmy In or Jessica Mowboy or, you know, some.
Maybe.
Or Mad Mick and...
Mad Mick. Mad Mick.
Sorry to break it to you, Mick. I don't think you have a single out, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a few. Number
I'm a single,
two in the world. I'm single, so am I. We're all single,
all right,
so
guys,
why not?
Come on, there's still come a lot on. Of sport going
cricket,
on.
Cricket, Australia won the fourth match last the other night. Finally, they won a match, so it was good.
Finally
won by 21 runs. So I think we got one more to go. And also, we've got the one-day matches. They used to show all these, it used to be called McIntyre Cup, but now... They used to show all these cricket games on Gem, but they don't show them anymore. They don't show them anywhere. So it's a disappointing that these interstate games only go for a month. No one can watch it only online, which is stupid. Come on, what was Channel 9 doing? They've got to do something about it.
They thought
anyway,
it would be better just to stream
it's
it.
Stupid. You know, and the Formula 1 will be all on... the Formula 1 will be all on Fox. And
it's not on.
Yeah,
Channel
no,
10. Channel 10's pulled the pin
Fox
on.
Fox still bought the rights for the Formula One.
Only the Australian Open. Only the Australian Formula One will be on 10, and that's it. So.
What about Bathurst?
Bathurst is on next week.
No,
so
but will Bathurst be on
10 for the final time? I think yeah.
And will they be on streaming afterwards? Or
probably Fox.
So it won't be free to.
Or maybe Channel 7 might get it back again. We'll see what happens.
Have to wait next year.
Hopefully, Channel 7 might grab it back like they did before.
If it goes
so,
to Fox, it should be...
So no one can watch... But it should go on free-to-air next year, yeah, for sure, because then it's hard for people to watch it these days. But, yeah, I reckon we'll go back on Channel 7 again, I reckon. Yeah.
Maybe.
Fingers crossed on that one. So, yeah, and what about Jeff Horn up against... Look at this. He's boxing Queensland Bulls player. I don't know. So, yeah. What about in the news during the week with Shane Warne? She lied again. Oh, well. Shane Warne and this lady.
Porn star.
And the porn star.
I don't know. No, she wasn't a porn
she
star.
She was a porn
she
star.
Was. She was.
She's a porn star.
And also, other cricket news. Cricket news, the brawl and Ben Stokesy. Well, I don't know if he's one of the good England bowlers and batsman and
all rounder,
and I don't know if he's gonna come and play in the Ashes now because he's still named to come to Australia to play. But then he had a brawl outside a nightclub, and he punched a few people in the head.
Not good.
So he's apparently been suspended till further notice. So if he doesn't come to Australia, that's a good plus for Australia. Australia could win then without him.
Just from one player.
Oh yeah, he's good.
Okay.
Well, he's good, so...
Well, it's unfortunate it's come to that. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah. So, no...
You don't want to send a bad boy over there as well.
The A-League starts in a week's time. So,
6 days until the A-League.
Ooh, that's going to be
exciting.
And the basketball is around that time as well.
Why not, Mick?
You got lots happening all next week.
I like seeing naked bikes.
Naked bikes? Well, there's one outside, all right? Go and see it.
When I first
heard the tennis going.
Ashley Barty. We'll talk about Ashley Barty off air, Mick. And she's
doing very well.
Yeah. She had a break for the tennis for a while.
She played professional cricket for that.
Cricket? I mean, it was Queensland
really?
Bulls.
How was she in cricket?
She was pretty good.
Ordinary. Mm-hmm.
So her tennis racket became a cricket bat and it came back to a tennis racket. But she was rated at 200 at the beginning of this year. Mm-hmm. Now she'll be down to...
She's in the top 20, yeah.
Yeah, and she'll get free exit to all these opens now.
That's good, that's what you
and
want.
And she's playing doubles with one of the other Australians, and they were doing very well as well.
Yeah, so, yeah, with the Australian Open coming up pretty soon.
In January,
6 months,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Be cool. Good.
Should be pretty exciting. What else is happening in the world of sport?
The championships, rugby championships continue on.
Any motorbike racing this week or not?
Motorbike racing.
Formula 1.
Formula 1's on this weekend.
Yeah, usually Formula 1 is also sometimes...
Malaysia.
Motorbike racing at the same time. Usually it's on
third
one
fastest.
On one night and one's on the other
yeah,
night.
Yeah, Daniel Ricciardo is the third fastest in polling, so there you go. I think he came in Singapore last week. I think he was...
Come second.
He came second, so yeah, he did. Didn't
he is the best driver because he hasn't got the best car.
Yeah. You know, so...
also the NBL's coming up next. So everything's happening after the grand final.
Well, that's what they do, don't they? When AFL and the NRL finish, it's the summer season that comes around.
Right,
okay. NBL, cricket, Ashes, and tennis. It's just non-stop. I mean, now next
ice
weekend.
Hockey.
Do you know next weekend?
That's the best place to play it in summer, wouldn't it? Because you stay nice and cool.
Next weekend, from Thursday to Saturday, they'll be on TV, not on the pay TV. 200 hours of live sport. Beautiful. From Thursday on.
I wouldn't watch that much. But
oh, no, you switch between channels, you'll be loving
it. No, it depends what sport I'm on, though.
Basketball.
I like watching the dead sports. They participate in the graveyards.
So there's lots happening all next week after the grand final tomorrow, and 3 weeks' time we've got the World Rugby League Cup.
Excellent.
So there you go.
That's it for sport.
That's it.
FM 100.3, serving the communities of Campbelltown, Camden and Wollondilly.
It is time for Mad Mick Presents.
Yeah, you know, I saw this week, I was walking down to the shops.
Yes.
Well, that's
and cool. I saw this car. It was a Mitsubishi WOR, or one of these performance cars. And on the number plate, it had New South Wales on top, and at the bottom, it had Asian writing.
What?
Had Asian writing.
Where the car manufacturer is?
Or? I don't know. I couldn't read because I don't read Asian writing or Southeast Asian writing. That shouldn't be on.
Why not?
If you can't read what's on the bottom of the number plate, how are you, if something happens, how are you supposed to describe the number plate?
Yeah, but was the license plate in English?
The whole plate was, the first part on the top was New South Wales.
And
right?
What about the number?
And then they had
the
number,
license plate
and
number?
Then at the bottom they had...
Oh, that's
it
fine.
No, it isn't. We have to be able to read the complete thing. If you can describe a number plate...
Mick, you do not have to, because all you need is the license plate number.
No, we're Australian. We're in Australia. And if you want to get multiculturalism together and get people blending, have one language and one language
Mick,
only.
That's a bit silly.
No,
think,
it isn't.
I think the...
It's not.
Service New South Wales only really care about the actual license.
No, it should be. It should be. A number plate should be completely read by an Australian person who reads English.
Why does
not
that matter?
If you can't read Chinese or Indonesian, it should be, we're in Australia where English is the main language.
Yeah, but you got to think, Mick.
No, we have to think of, you start pampering to these other people, and that's all they want. They don't want to, then they'll say, oh, we can have all our signs and... in some other language, so you can't read them.
I don't think it's pandering to
these
people.
It is pandering.
Mick, because when police are chasing cars, they're looking at the license plate number. They're not looking at what's below that.
Yeah, it's on the license. It's on the number plate. It's on the number plate. How do you know it was?
That's fine.
How do you know it's a real number plate?
Because they would get in a lot of trouble if it wasn't.
Oh, how do you know? Because a lot of people drive around with number plates and they never get pulled over.
Well, people should be driving around with license plates. Or do you mean fake ones?
Fake ones, yeah. Right.
Okay,
or stolen plates.
Yeah, that is true. People, or they take them off other cars and then put them on.
Stolen plates.
Like if someone did that to me, I wouldn't know because I don't know my license plate off by heart. So
I do.
Do you? You know my one?
No, I know my one because I've had mine since 1971.
Okay. Well, I haven't had mine since 1971, Mick. So.
Oh, well, you should have had that since 1971.
I wasn't born in 1971.
Who cares? Your mother should have made it there and then she should have sold it.
Mick, we've had three different cars since 1971, I'm sure.
No, you just change the number. You keep the number.
I just changed one. No, I don't. Oh, that, no, you don't.
Yeah, you can keep the number.
Oh, you can, but we didn't do that.
Nah, like my one, I got two number plates I like. And one's both are female names.
What, the three letters?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I get to live with Amy and I get to live with Anna. And I like taking Amy for a long ride.
Dear.
And onto the coast road and parking. Or I like riding a long time on Anna. Anna's so comfortable.
Anna's a bike, everyone, just saying. That's his motorcycle.
That's the number plate.
Well, that's why people make that joke when they name their cars. I've named my car Betty or like...
Yeah, but my name... But the number plate names it.
That's true. Well, my number plate says something different, but I won't get into that.
Bruce.
No.
Up
no.
You too.
No, it's good. No, it's a naughty word.
Naughty word. Oh, that's what it says. Naughty word.
N-A-U, yeah. No. But so that's the only problem, Mick, that you couldn't read the bottom bit.
But couldn't read the bottom, no.
But you can still read the license plate number and name.
Yeah, but how do you know it's a real number?
Well, that doesn't concern you, though.
It does. If you get run over by it, you want to be able to say this was a number or runs into you. This is the number plate.
That's true.
And then they say, oh, there's so many number plates. What colour was it? Or how, what was the setup of it?
Yellow and black?
Yellow and black is about three different styles of yellow
See,
and black.
See, that's what I have an issue with. There needs to be one standard license plate. Right. The yellow and black one. And that's all you need.
There used to be black and white, but you only need two standard, black and white and yellow and black. None of these thin ones, none of these fat ones.
Well, like in Melbourne where it's a yellow and... No, sorry, it's white and blue, isn't it?
Yeah, same of us. New South Wales, some of them are white and blue.
See, they shouldn't do that.
And then they got green and white.
Yeah, that's too confusing.
Yeah. Too many number plates, too many...
And then all these people with, like, names on their license, on their...
like Bruce or Amy.
Or Anna.
Anna. But Anna's a good rider.
So that's your only problem.
100.3.
It is time for Pete's Week.
Okay, Fisher's Ghost restaurant in Queen Street, Campbelltown. The future of the 175-year-old restaurant remains up in the air after application to build a 10-storey mixed-use development took another step forward. Now, the plans were last week placed on public exhibition until the 6th of October. So the construction included a 10-storey building containing 5 commercial tenants and 72 residential units, more units again, built alongside 4 levels of basement parking and an exhibition in the old Kendall Mill House, formerly known as the Fisher's Ghost Restaurant.
Yeah, in other words, they're getting rid of our heritage so they can make us look like Chinese or Asians, or we have everyone's crowded in so they have to, they can't walk very far or drive very far unless you've got money.
Okay, now the Queen Street site includes will include the restaurant and surrounding buildings, which listed for sale in July, actually, which the owner hoping to fetch about $7 million.
They shouldn't be allowed to sell off heritage listed things. Mm. And that's our history. Without our history, how do we know what's going to come? Because from history, you learn from the past so you don't make the same mistakes in the future.
That's true, but what happens if there's nothing in the buildings?
Still doesn't matter. It's our
Just
history.
Leave it there?
It's, no. We're saying, okay, Australia's got no culture. Why have we got no culture? Because they keep pulling it down. Because
they sell it off.
Oh, yeah. See? That's...
So for further information, go to campbelltown.newsouthwales.gov.au.
Yes, and speaking of Fisher's Ghost, the biggest shake-up in Fisher's Ghost history is happening this year.
Mm.
No more will the parade be on during the day.
That's a bit disappointing.
It's changed. It's
Ghosts only come out at night.
That's the thing, Mick. This is why I don't have a problem with it.
I do.
It's called Fisher's... Actually, the only problem I have with it is that it's going to interrupt Fisher's gig.
Well,
Fisher's what?
Is that on the same day, though?
Yeah, it is.
So how are they going to put the gig on at night time?
Well, maybe they might... Maybe move it to the second week.
Oh, maybe.
Because well, the gig might, the ghost might go to the gig.
And then play.
Yeah.
Which I think.
They can put on a ghost conference.
Because, you know, the street fair, they want to put the street fair on after the parade finishes.
Mm.
Which I think.
Which they're hoping for 6:30 now. That's still pretty late for a parade.
But how could you. The parade goes down Queen Street, right? How can you get stores up and running by 6:30?
Yeah, you could. You could do it during the day, but.
No,
it's kind of inconvenient.
The parade's going through there. The parade goes through Queen Street.
No, I think they'll still have the stores during the day.
No.
But then close them down at 4.
No, the street the parade's first, what and then
gonna,
the street things at 6:30.
They're not going to have the stores
so
after
make
7
sense.
O'clock. Exactly.
Have you seen...
They want it at night time
You've
again.
Seen what politicians and their ideas, they turn up,
silly,
they stuff everything
they
up.
They want it at night time again, and like, because normally the street fair is on a family... That's why they moved it from a Thursday night... street fair all these years ago to a Saturday for the family because it was dangerous at night time, and they moved it to Saturday afternoon for the families, right?
Right.
And if they're going to move it back to nights again, well the kids can't come out, and what about the buses? You know, at night time, it's like really stupid.
The ghosts can come out, but the other ones can't.
No.
And it means the street fairs are a week later. Does that mean what they might have to do, put the Fisher's gig on at the last week, put it back the following week?
Maybe. Maybe. Or
swap it around a bit.
Or have the gig on during the day, maybe. But
well, no one's
gonna... Oh, they kind of do anyway. They have it from 2 p.m, don't they?
Yeah, when the parade's on.
Yeah,
but...
Casper hangs around a lot, too.
He does, Casper. And the Ghostbusters are there as well.
I just think they should just leave it.
I think they should, too. But according to Mayor George,
Come on, Mad George.
Did you say Mad George? Mad George.
Come on, Mad George. What are you doing?
This is the start of bigger things.
Sure might be warm and windy.
He also says it's trying to revamp the nightlife of Queen Street and Campbelltown. Which I don't think this is a good
Seriously,
example.
Seriously, doesn't he want fights again on Mardi Gras like Marty used to call on a Thursday night?
Look, mate, they haven't got any idea. Politicians don't have any. Politicians do not have ideas. They get told what to do.
Pull their finger out and keep it.
Their creative ideas are not worth what they write on the paper.
Because,
you're not wrong.
As I said, when I was still going to school, they had it after school, they'd go there on a Thursday night, because Thursday night shopping.
Yeah.
They used to have. It used to be called the Mardi Gras, right? Thursday night. It used to be jam-packed, full of fun. And the stores used to go right up the whole street. It used to be great. Nothing in Morrison Park. It was just a hole up the street. But then you had fights during the night, which I don't think it would be fun for families to go out there and you see fights and people carrying on like...
Oh, no, that, of course they don't want that. No,
because we had a store, right? Mm-hmm. And I was out there, and then we had... Not far from when we had our store, there was punch-ups. That's why they moved it to a family Saturday afternoon, which the second week of the Fisher's Ghost was good, because they had them at Mawson Park, you had the rides there. Mayor George, put your head in. Don't change it.
They should have not well, you're changed, not on the show. They should have changed it to Mardi Gras, so get rid of any alcohol.
Grass.
Yeah, you don't fight on grass.
Mardi Gras? No, you don't.
All right, there's a school ready to celebrate.
30 years of...
Robert Townsend High School at Raby. It will celebrate its 30 years come November 11. The festive day will include a range of activities celebrating the school's proud history alongside its current contour. So the school will, like, maybe kids can... Old students and teachers, principals, whatever, come back and celebrate 30 years.
And see who's got rabies on their mind.
Yes.
As long as they don't have rabies.
Yeah, rabies, as long as they don't bite people, that's all right.
Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
Is that
your if they go furry at the mouth, you put them down.
Oh. Well, no, you don't want to put them down.
Yeah, you don't want to get bitten by a rabies dog.
No, you don't. Now.
We'll go to Ed's then.
All right. Now, Menangle might be getting a facelift. They're going to...
Another one.
Yes, they're going to try and make it reborn with plans for the historic town to rival the Hunter Valley as the regional tourist hotspot.
What's this town they're trying to make?
They're trying to make Menangle better than Hunter Valley.
I hope so.
they're going to build out Menangle so it's going to be like Sydney.
Yeah.
They've got hundreds of thousands of houses to go in there. They're trying to get in.
Well, there are some ideas of what they want to do with Menangle. They want to put an 8,000-person amphitheatre.
Oh, okay.
Wow, okay. For weddings, and they're going to put restaurants and accommodation. And that's a lot to do in there. I don't think an amphitheatre is that great.
No.
It's not going to make it
any... Are you going to put it right next to the river so they can get flooded out like they normally do?
Maybe. They're only
that
doing
makes a good amphitheatre down near the river.
Yeah.
Just over the bridge.
Yeah, I've been down there, Menangle River. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it doesn't come to that, because that would be sad, but we'll see what happens. I don't think anything's going to come for it, to be honest, but that's just my opinion.
That's council.
Yeah, the council's not that great, to be honest.
Talking about West Tigers, you know, now, this disappoints a lot of people, but we have had West Tigers are getting more and less and less home games here in Campbelltown. We've had four games out here every year for a while, but now, next year... It all changes. That's right. West Tigers will be playing only 3 games at Campbelltown.
Why?
And only 3 at Leichhardt Oval.
That's sad.
That is where I can't believe this.
Leichhardt Oval's a historical...
ground. It's hard to get to
historical place.
Hysterical, yeah.
Because everyone gets hysterical when they start playing there.
Today's announcement that West Tigers will play 3 games at Campbelltown Stadium during the 2018 season is disappointing for both council and local fans, particularly in light of the fact that Sydney's southwest region is expecting significant growth, which will increase over the next 10 to 15 years. So,
yeah, traffic will come to a halt.
Yeah.
That's their growth.
See, Mayor George again, stuffing everybody up.
Mayor George, what are you doing?
I reckon he won't be the mayor for much longer. You're out, George.
I'm sure he'll be.
You're out, George. Where's Clinton?
Still get the same
where's Mayor Clinton?
No, Clinton no matter where you, who you put in and who you put out, you've still got the same type of person.
Where's Mayor Clinton lead?
Now, it wouldn't be Pete's Week without Koala Watch. Koalas are back. Yes, now, we recently reported on a koala named Henrietta a couple of weeks ago.
Henrietta!
It was an orphaned koala that was left on the side of the road. Well, it has found a home, it's making a remarkable recovery after the last month it's been in care, so it's good to see.
Was it looked after by Wise?
No, what do you mean?
Wise is a... they look after...
Oh, the welfare...
Yeah, Wise.
That's right, yeah, yeah. Yes, it was Mick, actually. They did.
See, I'm psychotic, I can tell the future.
You're very psychotic. They're going to be looking after Henrietta for the next 6 to 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do see an injured koala or just any injured animal, you can give them a call on 1-800-641-188.
Last Henrietta I knew was a chook. So can this one lay eggs?
Koalas can't lay eggs.
Oh.
As far as I know.
All right. Jack O'Toole is only 12 years old, but he's already given adults a run for their money. The Glen Alpine Martial Arts Enthusiasm is teaching teenagers up to 3 years older than him.
Wow.
And he's training alongside adults as well.
What's he teaching?
Karate.
Oh, karate. Okay. Martial arts. Yeah.
Used to know a bloke called Marshall. He used to do very good paintings.
All right.
Did he do jiu-jitsu?
At high school, painting arts. I did arts at school.
But every time they said...
I did arts in high school.
I did arts
every
in high
time
school.
He painted, they said, there goes some martial arts.
And did he chop the canvas in half?
Yeah, cut the canvas with his scissors.
Now, his determined competitors ranked highly among local martial artists, and now Jack has scored himself a special sponsorship. So, he trains weekly at a martial arts school in Campbelltown and fights for the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competition. So, he went to Melbourne last month to compete in the Brazilian national tournament, and he walked away with a silver medal.
Do you know what it is?
Very good at Hapkido.
Do you know what that is?
Hapkido.
What is what?
That Brazilian...
It's Hapkido.
Yeah, it's very much like their dance. It's a dance.
Yeah, it's like the...
Because their dance is martial art.
Yeah. Like the Karate Kid you're waxing.
Hi-ya!
Karate Kid, favourite movie. It's really good.
Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi.
Hello, Mr. Miyagi.
All right. That's it for Pete's Week, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's it.
You didn't see anything else in the paper this
week? No, that's
Mick,
all.
What about you? Anything interesting?
Yeah, I saw printing on the paper.
I saw words? Well, yeah. I'm not wearing my glasses.
Pictures
but...
as well, yeah. You know.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Peter, Mad Mick and Steve.
Yep.
You can give us a call, 46252-768. Don't forget you can download a podcast version of the program at saturdaynightlive.com.au. Episode 217 this week, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah, maybe. We should know this by now. We've been doing it for quite a while. Just a couple of, I guess housekeeping notes. Don't forget to turn your clocks forward tonight.
Forward, yeah. Daylight saving starts. Long weekend as well.
Which makes dark later? Dark earlier?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. And it's also double demerits.
Double demerits, well, yes.
So,
and also, our program is changing time slot from next week.
Yeah.
We're on at 7 to 9. The big 7
it's
to 9.
It's only an hour later, but who cares?
It's daylight
saving, so we're still in the same time.
Well,
technically, no. Technically, yeah.
Actually, 2:19 this week.
2:19.
But we will be on from 7. So it's kind of like we're on now.
Yeah.
There we go. We'll have the latest in television.
Yep, lots happening there.
Yes. All right, it is time to talk television.
Yep.
Let's get through this. There isn't that much, to be honest, because as we said, it is all about the grand final in sports, so not that much television. Now... we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Talking about Your Generation is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Sean McAuliffe's new show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, tickets are now available, Mick. So if you want to go to it, but you have to live in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And you have to be 16 and over.
Mick's 16 and over?
No.
He's
10.
I'm a child at heart.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that, Mick.
Yeah, is it going to be on the ABC or Channel 9?
Channel 9. Of course it is. ABC never had that show.
But... most of Sean McAuliffe's shows have been on the ABC.
Well, he's going to be on the XPM when that comes back.
XPM, yeah.
So there you go. That will come back, I think.
Are they repeats because they had John Clark?
No, they're new episodes.
Are they? Because I was showing some of the promos and it had John Clark in it, who's dead.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe they still had some footage left over, but the new season, he's not in it, obviously. Yeah.
Now, Seven's been showing this last few days. They've announced confirmed rumours of Australian Spartan is on the way. So how good will that go, I wonder?
I think they're just trying to make it their Australian Ninja Warrior.
After the debacle of Cannonball, well, this could be, we'll see how well this goes.
Did you watch it? How was Cannonball?
Cannonball was, they put it to 10:30 at night.
Yeah, but how was it? Did you watch it?
Just how crappy it was.
Did you watch
it? No.
Why not?
It's like Gladiators.
Gladiators was good.
And then they bring out something else. Ninja Warriors.
Cannonball's going to be finished this week. You can see it right now.
Well, you don't put a show on 10:30 and expect it to rate well.
But it was, no, but they put it on at 7:30 to start off, and then it didn't rate well.
Because of ratings.
So it was the worst decision they made, so they put it at 10:30. Next week, it'll be gone. Yeah. That's it.
It'll be on 7 too.
So. Do it in the nude, and then they get everyone watching. 7,
100 million. Yeah.
Yeah, if they did it in the nude, they'd get everyone watching.
No.
They probably would.
Yeah.
No, this show, that Cannonball's gone after this week already.
SBS can do it. Why can't?
Yeah, here they got very popular shows.
Yeah, like Adam and Eve.
Adam ruins everything.
Adam and Eve, yeah.
Adam and Eve.
I haven't watched that show.
That's all naked.
Nah, it's called Adam and Steve.
These two, it might be a man and woman gets put onto an island naked.
Yeah, Australian Spartan. I think they've got one in America as well, the same name.
Yeah, they do. It's called Spartan Race or something.
Yeah.
Now, the ABC are in a little bit of trouble because they flew a...
drone.
A drone over a prison.
In Tamworth.
To get footage. For
ABC or BBC?
No, ABC.
The ABC.
The American Broadcasting Company?
ABC. Auntie.
Auntie, okay. Auntie's better. Because there's ABC America, which is...
I know, Rick, yeah.
CBS.
They're owned by Disney.
Are they?
Mm. So, see, they own everything. But no, this is our ABC.
Ooh.
Yes, they're in trouble.
Again.
And again, first they're not allowed into press conferences.
Yeah.
Now they're not allowed to fly drones.
It's good publicity. Any publicity is good.
And it's always 7:30, so...
Yeah, so it's good publicity. Any good...
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you know, that's all right.
Now, Bruce Gordon has swooped on shares in Prime Media. He wants to buy now because I don't think he'll get Channel 10 now.
That's not going to happen.
But Prime, he wants to get Prime and 7, so...
I mean...
Anyway...
He's a businessman. He can do what he does.
Hugh Hefner.
Some of this... You just ruined it. Thanks, Peter. Oh, yeah. Shut your mouth. How about that?
Shut your mouth.
Now, some very sad news. Hugh Hefner died this week.
I know.
What a blow.
Oh, dearie me.
Who's
going to be his girlfriend now?
Who's going to feed...
He's still got one.
Who is going to feed the Playboy bunnies now?
Yeah, I will.
His missus. She's still there.
He doesn't even own his mansion anyway. He sold it
a
couple of years ago.
Yeah. Under the statement that he could live there until he died. So he must have been pretty well bankrupt.
I think so. Yeah. He would have been.
He's got four kids. Still got the woman.
But they kids don't get anything. So.
He got the kids.
What about his woman? What about his partner?
60 years younger.
Yeah, she's still alive.
I don't think he was.
So she might get nothing.
Yeah, he was. Oh, he had three wives. The last one got married about two or three years ago.
He was a polygamist.
He divorced him.
Oh, he had three.
And then he went to the next one.
Right, okay. I thought you said he had three at the same time.
If he had.
I'm pretty sure polygamy is illegal.
It is, boy, if you've got the religion to use it.
Well, yeah, if you use it. Sorry, it's part of our religion, which is a load of crap, but...
Yeah.
Either way.
Mm.
Now, we thought we'd be done with sport, Peter, but how's...
Brad Fittler, he's been on Channel 9 for a while. He's continuing on his deal, so he'll take him... And then this deal, we'll see. Maybe he might coach the State of Origin team next year. I probably think he will be the
coach.
He
probably will. I think
he's good.
Now, we talked about it a little bit earlier. The Formula One is gone off Network 10 now.
Yes.
It's gone.
Leaving just the Australian Open on 10.
They've only got the Formula One Malaysia Grand Prix this weekend, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Mick? You're going to watch your Grand Prix?
I've lost interest in Grand Prix. It's got very boring.
I just don't know how people can find racing interesting. They're just going around a circle.
You watch for crashes. That's the best
part. But the thing is, Mick, you don't need to watch it because if there are crashes, they'll be on the news.
The crashes happen on the first round when they go around the first bend. That's it, crashed.
That's sometimes when the tyres haven't warmed up, so there's no sticky tyres.
Oh,
sticky drinks,
you don't want those.
Yes.
And yeah, that's pretty much it for television news. Not a lot this week, unfortunately. What have you been watching, actually?
Not my no.
Sports.
Is that all you watch, Peter?
Sport. Actually, Gogglebox is starting this week.
They have a new cast as well, I hear.
Yes, one person left. And
did you apply for it, Peter?
Gogglebox.
Yeah, sure.
Don't want to do that. Don't want to.
You do that at home, don't you? You watch TV.
But, and you get paid to do it.
Yeah, but
not much.
And you might get a logie out of it.
What? Do it on my own? I think not. So. No.
Why?
You can always have a puppet.
In my bedroom.
Do you watch TV at home?
Talk to myself in my bedroom.
Do you comment to yourself while you're watching TV?
No.
So what, you just sit there?
I sit in my room, commentate
by
myself?
Do you just sit there in silence?
Yeah.
Okay, you're weird.
You can have, what
I'm
you can do.
Silly. I'm
always
I don't
screaming
sit.
At the TV.
Yeah. Peter, what you can do is have
I
a glove puppet.
Then, but yeah.
Have a glove puppet. If it had Gogglebox.
Hello. Yeah. What do you think?
What about you, Mick? Do you talk to the TV?
It
talks back to me.
What does it say?
Does it give you the news update? Tells you what's happening tomorrow?
Yeah, it talks to me. At all the time, it talks to me.
Oh, it's like Siri, is it?
No.
Sometimes it sends me to sleep when I can't get to sleep.
Is that because it's just boring programming? Or you just
there's plenty of boring programming.
It might be the, you know, like that movie where that girl gets sucked into the TV.
Oh, the Ring.
No, it's not
the
Ring.
Is that the one with the videotape where...
No, this is... The girl gets sucked into the TV... And the mother can't find it, and they see the girl in the TV.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
But I can't recall what it's called.
It's supposed to be some scary movie.
Oh, okay. Was it scary?
Well, I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Well, Halloween is coming up, Mick. Are you going to watch horror movies next month?
Nah.
What?
Nah.
I'm going to try and watch a horror movie maybe once a week. Why not? Be different.
Yeah.
I don't watch horror movies that often.
I don't like watching horror movies. Blood and guts everywhere.
But it's what about like... Oh, what about like the zombie ones?
Yeah, the most scariest movies are the ones that use your mind to get your imagination going. That's what makes it scary.
Oh, like thrillers and like the ones that mess with your mind. Like movies that mess with your mind.
No, it uses psychological
things. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. But then you get these other ones where they just show a woman getting her head cut off and blood squirting everywhere or something like that.
Or zombies eating brains and people's guts and things.
No, you don't need that.
It's fun though.
The most scariest things are the ones that make use your mind to scare yourself.
Or like doomsday movies or space movies or.
Oh, there's a new space movie come on. Oh no! The one I was trying to think about was not Tron.
100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the program. You are here with Steve, Mad Mick, and Peter.
Yeah.
It is time for. Mad Mick Presents.
Call me Rocket Man.
You are Rocket Man, Mick.
Yeah.
We're going to get to Elton John shortly.
We've
got that prepared.
Yeah.
But the biggest news this week, Australia has its own space agency soon.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
About bloody time they got one.
But
we were the third largest launcher of rockets in the 60s and 50s.
Yes. We helped with...
And we had the third... We were in the third... country, whatever, I think it was around the third or the second or whatever, had launched their own satellite in 1967.
Yes, that's right.
So what's happened is these governments said, oh, we can't do it, we haven't got the brains, we haven't got this, and so it's been put off and put off and put off, and they lost the momentum. They could have been advanced, could have been ahead of everyone else, except... Our governments have let us down again.
And it's pretty sad when New Zealand have a space agency before we...
Well, they're going to call it in the...
Well, I said they shouldn't call it the Australian Space... what is it? I completely forgot what it was. Australian Space Station, if they do get one.
Yeah, because it's spelled ass.
Yeah, which wouldn't be very nice.
Oh, it doesn't matter. So look at our ass up there.
It's mooning us.
Yeah.
No, I think they'll go like... I don't know.
Yeah, Australian Space Agency.
National Australian Space Agency. So they could still do NASA then if they really want to.
Yeah, but what happened in the 50s, right, also happened in our computers. We had the second computer in the world, and we got advised by the competitors not to go on with the computers because we couldn't compete. So we would have space and computers which go together. Hopefully they'll start getting their act together with the computers as well.
Oh, I think they will after this.
Because we have got nanotechnology computers now, which are Australia's leading the world in that. Mm-hmm. Now, the first to have scramjets which work.
We created Wi-Fi as well.
Yeah. But Australia's a very smart place, but the way they're treating us as people, they think we can't do anything, but we can. We're the best.
Do you think the space agency is going to prove that? We could be the first people on Mars.
No, it's... What happens if someone else owns it?
Where's your faith now?
What happens if someone else owns it, like the Martians
or
the Venusians?
People have owned land and they took over, so...
Yeah, but they might cause galactic war.
Then we'd lose, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
We can't even handle our own war with Rocket Man and Trump.
Yeah. Oh, you mean me and Trump?
Oh, little Rocket Man now.
Yeah, he's a little Rocket Man.
It's funny, because it's like Trump is bullying him. Like.
Oh, he's just calling him out, so either press a button or run away.
Yeah.
Or they might be together, so America can sell all these weapons to the rest of the world.
Which is what they do anyway, don't they? Yeah, they sell weapons to Iraq.
Yeah, they're making it so unstable. Everyone will go, oh, we better buy them. So business over in America selling weapons. And then North Korea will go, oh, good, can you share some money? Because we gave us the commission.
Yeah, because that's how the Defense Force profits, right?
Yeah. When America needs to... boost their industrial thing, they start wars.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Which is sad. They shouldn't start wars just to do that. But,
That's America for you.
Oh, well. People got to make money somehow, I guess, Mick.
I make money by printing it off the computer.
That's illegal, Mick.
Well, it's only illegal if you get caught.
Well, you have not done that. So you're not that crazy. Mick, you wanted to talk about taxes.
Yeah, we had our bright leader saying, oh, Trump is going to drop taxes down, so we have to compete with them, so we have to drop our taxes. They can't compete with them now because the power is costing so much, and we are the ones who make it.
And so shouldn't it be cheap?
We should have the cheapest power in the world, but no, we are one of the highest power costs in the world.
Mm.
And how can you compete with high power costs? It doesn't... And they want to drop taxes? They can't even get that right with the power. How would they get the taxes right?
They won't.
They won't. And Trumpy is going to lead them down into disaster where they will not have any money to spend on their armaments, or if they do spend it on their armaments, they won't have any money to spend it anywhere else.
No. And that's bad.
Yeah.
Where else could they spend it, though?
They could spend it on homeless people, which there's a lot of homeless people over there.
Quite a lot.
And... America, if they're not careful, there will be another revolution through black homeless people and the injustices done by the poor into the poor.
Mm.
So if they want to get their act together, get the poor fixed up first.
Or build them like a house and let them stay there?
Yeah. Homeless people, all they need is homes.
But that's why they're called homeless.
Yeah. You know, what they could do is every time they close down a school, instead of selling the school off, they put the homeless people into it to look after it.
That could help, rather than just building like apartment blocks over it or whatever they do, I guess.
Remember, half the apartment blocks being built already can go up in flames before this new insulation they got.
Well, they might want to check that.
Or they won't have to go out, they can have a nice warm fire in winter. All they do is stand out front and have the building on fire and just go, oh, it's nice and warm.
The homeless will be very warm during the Christmas winter.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it doesn't come to that, because you don't want that, clearly. You know, which would be really good.
Mm.
Is that it, Mick? That's what you want to talk about?
Oh, that's about it, I think.
All right, we'll be back with movies.
Oh, movies, yeah.
FM 100.3, serving the communities of Campbelltown, Camden and Wallumdilly.
In the
Green
original,
Hornet,
yes.
Yeah, but I saw the Green Lantern movie.
You saw the Green Lantern movie?
Yeah.
And how was it?
Oh, it wasn't all that much blood and guts, which was pretty good.
Well, it's not meant to be. It's a superhero movie.
Yeah. So
Wait, did you watch the latest one, like with Ryan Reynolds? What year was it?
Might have been around 2011, 2012.
Yeah, that's the latest one, I believe.
Yeah. As I'll give you out of 3 out of 5.
Okay. Wow, that's.
Oh, I could give. The other ones I've given 4 out of 5 or 5 out of 5, so...
Yes, your rating system is very, very broad, Mick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was little violence. It was a medium story. You kept your thing. Some stories like Lord of the Rings go so long and bore you.
4 hours. I've got the Blu-ray. It goes for like 6 hours.
It bores you to
tears. I haven't even watched it.
No, how can you watch 6 hours?
No way, I wouldn't watch that.
It takes me... I can only sit down for at least an hour at the most. Then I'll have to move.
The longest movie I've seen, probably The Godfather. That's like 3 hours or so. Yeah. So that's good. That's worth it. That's good. Is that the only movie you watched?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I like watching Get Smart. That's funny.
Yes, the one with The Rock. Like, did you watch the movie or do you mean the TV show?
The TV show.
Oh, with Mac. Oh, yeah. I can't remember the guy's name though.
Maxwell Smart.
No. The guy that plays him.
I can't remember.
Yeah, see, I can't recall either.
And 99.
Yes, Agent 99 and Chaos and yeah, that's good. That's good stuff.
That's why I wanted the Red Baron to be played. Simply versus the Red Baron, because I was watching Get Smart and it had Siegfried dressed up as the Red Baron versus Maxwell Smart, and they were dog fighting, but he wasn't a dog.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't Snoopy. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, Don Adams.
Yeah, Don Adams.
Maxwell Smart, yes, in the original.
But he used to play in, sorry about that, Chief, I can't remember it. That cartoon series.
Cartoon series?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, Mick.
Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Inspector Gadget. That's a very long time.
Inspector Gadget Saves Christmas.
That was like 83, Mick. That was back in the 80s. 83 to 85.
Was it that short a time? Yeah. I thought it was. It seems like only yesterday I was watching it.
I think because they started doing new ones.
Are they?
They did new ones in the 90s and they did in the 2000s. Yeah, they did. And then the movie as well.
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Did you like it?
No, it was all right.
Oh, okay. Well, I watched the movie this week, Mick. Yeah, I watched Little Evil.
Little Evil.
It's a comedy movie.
Yeah.
Where this guy gets married to this woman, and the stepchild is the son of the devil.
Ah, like Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And the kid, devil kid has a birthday, and the clown is juggling pinballs that are on fire.
Mm.
So the devil kid makes him drop the pinball, and then the clown catches fire. So he's just doing bad things like that, and no one believes the stepdad that the kid's the devil. And it's a comedy movie. It's silly.
Just like those movies about scary movie ones.
Yeah,
scary
but they
movies.
Parody the horror movies. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
This is kind of like parodying, I guess, like the devil movies or something.
Rosemary's Baby was about the devil.
Oh, okay. Well, I have not seen that, Mick. I haven't seen that.
Oh, you should
see it. It's very good, though.
Yeah, I've never seen it. The funniest movie I did like was... Well, I did see it. Was The Exorcist? I laughed all the way through it.
where she's like getting all that green muck out of her face, spewing, having a baby or something. It's weird.
Yeah, it was. She was possessed by the devil.
Yeah.
But I thought it was very funny. I laughed all the way through. A lot of people was running out, chucking up, and
it's just
running out scared as all hell. And I thought it was funny.
Some people react to horror movies different. Well, I guess scary movies just in general. I don't like them, to be honest.
No.
They scare me.
some scary movies are alright. Late at night on Friday and Saturday night, they used to have a Deadly Earnest show. It was in black and white, and they used to have scary movies.
Wow.
They used to have The Tingler, where...
The Tingler?
Yeah, where you scare a person and his back breaks. And what happens is this tingler is formed, and because they can't yell out to let the power out, it snaps them back. And,
that's scary.
All these different ones. Or The Cars That Ate Paris.
The Cars That Ate Paris, yeah.
There's
some good scary movies. There's the one where the crows eat the humans.
Yeah.
Where it's not called Attack of the Crows, but it's like these...
Called the birds?
No, it's called Scarecrow.
Scarecrow?
Yeah, where all these crows attack humans. Yeah. And they're controlled by this big scarecrow horror being thing.
Mm.
It's pretty scary.
That wasn't the same as Bruce Lee's son doing it.
No, that's the crow. That's different.
Yeah.
That's more of a gothic drama movie type of thing. Yeah, I do like horror movies like Halloween and Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Mm.
I do like that. They're pretty good. And Halloween is coming up.
Have you had Nightmare on Queen Street? that's when Fisher's Ghost will be on.
Yeah, I'm the Nightmare.
Mick, that's on November, I believe, for Fisher's Ghost.
Mick, I'm the Nightmare.
Yeah, Peter's
just look at me and you get scared.
I do get scared of you. Yes. That's it. You see any other movies? Anyone talk about anything else?
FM 100.3, serving the communities of Campbelltown, Camden, and Wallandilly.
All right, that's pretty much it for us. We are done for another week. Next week we are starting at 7 p.m.
7 to 9, everybody.
7 to 9. Don Pedro's program will be on from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Can we play music which can't be played at 8 o'clock?
Until which is our, normal music anyway.
The tiebreak will be in tonight at 10 o'clock.
We could play music, because I know at a certain after 8 o'clock you can play other types of music. Which
no, that's after 9.
Is it after 9? Yeah.
Sorry, Mickey, we're going to get another hour.
Yeah. The tie-break will be in tonight at 10, but then next week will be on at 9.
Yes, that's it. So
you'll be all tied up.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.